Spiritual psychology addresses this situation by addressing directly the issue of authentic power. It is timely because it comes at a time when our species is evolving beyond the five-sensory personality, beyond learning through five-sensory exploration of the physical world, which is external power, and into the experiences of the multisensory personality, the experiences of the non-physical world, and the conscious journey toward authentic power through responsible choice with the assistance of non-physical guides and teachers. The personality, including the five-sensory personality, is neither positive nor negative. It is a tool of the soul, a natural part of incarnation. The development of the five senses was a celebration in which the intellect was expanded and our species was allowed to learn through physical matter. The quest for external power came to be generated by insecurity, not because of the limitations of the five-sensory personality, but because of the choices that were made by our species to learn through fear and doubt instead of through wisdom. Our species is again being given the chance to choose how it will learn, how it will evolve. This is a time for us as a species and as individuals to choose again. It is an opportunity for us as a species and as individuals to choose differently, to choose otherwise, to choose this time to learn love through wisdom, to take the vertical path of clarity, of conscious growth and conscious life. We are coming to the end of a phase of evolution that was written long before we existed. When the learning and evolution of our species was designed, it was designed to complement cycles, great cycles that work within the universe, within our galaxy, and within others. These cycles move within physical form at certain speeds, serving certain purposes and balances of energies. The cycle that we are ending, and therefore beginning, is of a moment in which three cycles come to conclusion and begin again. These cycles act one inside of the other. Just as the moon orbits the earth, which orbits the sun, and there are orbits within orbits, so too there are cycles within cycles.